There are some tight-knit bonds forming in the platoons and the multiples, and that's hardly surprising. The guys live pretty close to each other in the checkpoints and the OPs, I have to say. And also, they rely very heavily on each other. And the level of teamwork and understanding that they've got for each other at the moment is really good to see. And it's also, it's not just one Royal Welsh people here. We've got gunners here, manning base ISTAR, manning the guns, manning the joint fire cell. We've got US teams, US Marine Corps teams, helping us with our air liaison. And also, we've got Army Air Corps manning the HLS, engineer search teams. We've got an engineer troop here rebuilding and fixing our CPs and our OPs. There's a troop of Danish tanks up here at the moment. That's very reassuring. And a troop of Warthog from the Queen's Dragoon Guards. And if you Google the Warthog vehicle, it's a great asset for getting cross-country across the desert and what have you. There's an armoured infantry platoon from Three Yorks. They're very welcome. We've got training teams for both the police and the Afghan National Army. They come from the Welsh Guards and the US Marine Corps, respectively. And then we've also got our own female engagement officer. And it's very interesting, actually, because culturally we can do nothing, and neither can the ANA or the ANCOP. The Afghan National Security Forces can't do anything either with women, really. And so having our own female engagement officer has helped us get in touch with sort of that very important part of society. And of course, we're working very closely with our colleagues in the ANCOP, that's the Afghan National Civil Order Police, and the ANA, the Afghan National Army, up here. And we're forming very strong bonds with them as well. But the final point I'd make this time is this, and that is that as tight as the bonds are that we're forming amongst ourselves out here, we all miss our loved ones at home. Mail is eagerly awaited. Contact with home is something that that everyone looks forward to, and we all really appreciate and value the support that we're being shown, both individually and collectively. So thank you very much for that. That's all I've got this time, but I will update again in a couple of weeks' time, just ahead of R&R. The R&R plot starts in about 3 weeks, and I'll update you then as to how we're getting on.